This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah Yusuf is all the surahs in the Quran. It is one of the very important surahs of the Quran. And as I mentioned in Surah Kahf and Surah Maryam and Surah Taha, they are the surah to teach you al-amal as-salih. Amal as-salih and then sabr. So people have to have right action and the sabr. And Surah Maryam especially, make very clear that right action means the prayer, the salah. Surah Yusuf brings that right action in different contexts. And it makes that life of the people become successful when they have two things, taqwa and sabr. Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsin. Meaning is, in the life, whatever things happen, don't disobey your Lord. Always make effort to avoid the sin. Never commit a sin. And still difficulty comes, be patient, like Yusuf. So Yusuf alayhi salam had so much difficulty in his life. His brother threw him in the well, and then from the well he came to the house of this lady who actually she loved him so much, respected him so much, but she wanted him to fall in the sin, but he did not fall. He controlled himself. He actually made effort to have taqwa, avoid the sinning. Then they put him in the prison, more difficulty, but all the time, taqwa and sabr. Listening to Allah, full obedience, avoiding the sin as much as possible. And then after that, whatever difficulty comes, people put him in the prison, people put him in the well, he does not complain. Always firm. Then Allah SWT gave him success. At the end of the surah, then Yusuf said, anybody who has taqwa and sabr, same thing will happen to him. This is ihsan. Not only for me, for everybody. Now in our time, really we need to learn this thing. We Muslims actually don't learn how to do sabr. We really don't learn how to do taqwa, how to avoid the sin. If you don't learn and don't train yourself, you will fail. People have to make effort to do this. So Surah Yusuf really teaches you how to attain the level of the taqwa. In whatever happens, sometimes desire will be very, very strong. Imagine, if somebody sees a woman suddenly and desire comes and you control it easy. But think properly, somebody lives with a woman in the same house and she's the master and she loves that person, he's a slave, she loves him and he's with her 24 hours, he still does not listen to her, does not disobey Allah. It's not easy. It's 24 hours you live with a woman in the same house and she makes every trick to mislead you and still you don't do this. Not easy taqwa. Yusuf taqwa is amazing taqwa. So Allah SWT said that what you need from Yusuf alayhi salam, that whatever happened, if you think that your desire is so strong, it's going to kill you, accept to be dying, but don't disobey Allah. Don't commit sin even if it makes that you to die. Desire becomes very, very strong. You think you become mad, accept everything, but don't commit the sin. And then, because you don't listen to anyone else and don't commit sin, if people create problem for you, cause difficulty for you, don't worry. Do sabr. Allah is with you. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. So Surah Yusuf really is Surah of Taqwa and Sabr. And this actually, these two things that we need our life, very much, every individual. People's family life has so much trouble. People's social life has so much trouble. People's individual life has so much trouble because they don't have taqwa, because they don't have sabr. Many people get married and separation. Why? Either they don't have taqwa, or if they have some taqwa, they don't have sabr. People are friends and they become, fall apart because either they don't have taqwa or they don't have sabr. The problems in the society, problems in the family, and problems in the state, everywhere, the problem really is because people either don't have taqwa or they don't have sabr, or some people have none of them. The Surah Yusuf is teaching you these two basic things of how to make life successful in this world hereafter, taqwa and sabr.